Hello and welcome to this Naxos podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. Today I look at a new box set on the Grand Piano label. That's a Naxos sister label dedicated to music for piano. It's a 4-CD box of the complete piano music by Mieczysław Weinberg, who was born in Poland, was twice displaced by war, and ended up spending most of his adult life in Russia. Although he was a fine composer, much of his music is only just being, well, rediscovered now, at least outside of Russia. These recordings by pianist Alison Brewster Franzetti make a strong case that more pianists should pay a lot more attention to his music. That was a Berceuse for piano, Opus 1, by Mieczysław Weinberg. It's the world premiere recording, so unless you already have these recordings, that was the first time you ever heard it. Weinberg had his first music lessons in Warsaw, first with a private teacher, a piano teacher, then at the Warsaw Conservatory. But from the age of 15, Weinberg had to help support his family by performing at weddings and in bars and restaurants. Even at this time, he must have been an accomplished pianist, because he mastered and performed pieces like the fiendishly difficult Liszt Sonata in B minor. In the mid-1930s, the piano virtuoso Joseph Hoffman, who was at that point the director of the famed Kurdist Institute in Philadelphia, came to Warsaw to perform. The young Weinberg was introduced to Hoffman and played for him. Hoffman was so impressed, he immediately invited Weinberg to come study at the Kurdist Institute. Unfortunately, as with so many lives at that time, history had other plans. Weinberg ended up fleeing eastward to avoid the Nazi invasions, finally ending up in Moscow, where he was to spend the rest of his life. One of the first pieces we know of that Weinberg wrote, he wrote when he was 14, and there are two mazurkas. Here is the second one. That was a mazurka by Mieczysław Weinberg. Tashkent is the capital of Uzbekistan. It's an ancient city that predates Islam, was taken over by the Genghis Khan in 1219, was conquered by the Russian Empire in 1685, and then taken over by the Soviets. Being on the Silk Road in Central Asia, people have been fleeing to and from Tashkent for centuries, depending on the winds of history. In 1941, it was Weinberg who arrived there, fleeing the Nazi invasions that had already captured his parents and sister. It was in Tashkent that Weinberg first met Russian composer Dmitri Shostakovich, who was to become his friend and mentor. Finally, in 1943, Weinberg moved on to Moscow, where his friendship with Shostakovich developed. The two composers had a deep admiration for each other's work and were facing similar challenges in dealing with Stalin's cultural edicts and, well, cultural police. Being a composer could be downright deadly in Stalin's Russia. Both Shostakovich and Weinberg were at various times in trouble for the music they wrote. However, when Weinberg was arrested by the secret police in 1953 on charges of Jewish bourgeois nationalism, whatever the heck that is, it was Shostakovich who interceded on his behalf, and he did this by going to none other than the head of the KGB. This kind of act at that time in history took considerable courage. Upon his release, Weinberg wrote his 10-movement Partita for Piano Opus 54. From it, here is a beautiful aria movement. After arriving in Moscow, Weinberg quickly established his reputation as a composer for his great string quartets and chamber music, and also as an outstanding pianist. But on the side, he also composed several collections of piano pieces for children. There was at that time in the Soviet Union a constant demand for music for children and state funding for composers who wrote this music. The entire third album of this 4-CD set contains nothing but pieces Weinberg wrote for children. Children may have been the intended recipients of this music, but there's nothing childish about what Weinberg composed. These pieces cover a huge range of emotions and technical challenges for the young pianists, from lovely singing lullabies to this movement from his children's notebook, Book One, a piece that manages to pack a whole lot of drama into just 1 minute and 45 seconds. Thank you. That was a Moderato Maestoso from Children's Notebook Book 1, written by Mieczysław Weinberg and played by Allison Brewster Franzetti. Miss Franzetti was a Grammy nominee in 2008 for her Naxos recording of 20th Century Piano Sonatas and has kept herself plenty busy since then, not least with this Weinberg piano music project. She's also on the faculty at Montclair University in New Jersey. Alongside her very busy performing schedule, she has cultivated a longtime interest in Weinberg's piano music. In fact, it was her thesis subject. Because of that in-depth study of these, well, still mostly unknown scores, she learned firsthand very quickly how much good music there is there, and at the same time realized that much of it hadn't been properly recorded. So these recordings are the happy meeting of a first-rate pianist, a terrific composer, and a recording company that was only too happy to indulge her interest. From that set, here she is playing a bit of the final movement of Weinberg's Piano Sonata No. 5. That was from Weinberg's Piano Sonata No. 5. You have been listening to piano music by Mieczysław Weinberg, all of it played by the outstanding American pianist Allison Brewster Franzetti, who has recorded all of Weinberg's piano music in a four-volume set for the Grand Piano label. Catalog number GP, as in Grand Piano, 698-701. These recordings cover his complete piano music, include a number of world premiere recordings, which means this is the only place you're going to hear them. And if you're a piano teacher, you really should listen to these kids' pieces, the children's pieces. They're wonderful, and many, many more kids should be learning them. To go out, here's the end of his Piano Sonata No. 6, Opus 73. This is his final numbered sonata, composed in 1960. That's all for this podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. I hope you can join me next time. So long for now.